With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump has announced the framework of his new health care plan. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president wants Congress to take up the proposal after lawmakers let tax credits expire. However, the White House provided few details. Under the plan, the government would send money directly to Americans to use in health savings accounts. Critics argue the accounts wouldn't be enough to cover costs for most consumers. The president's plan also focuses on lowering drug prices and requiring insurers to be more transparent. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The housing market slump has dragged into its fourth year in 2025 as sales remain stuck at a 30-year low with rising home prices and elevated mortgage rates, keeping many prospective home shoppers out of the market. When it comes to improving the market, Heritage Foundation analyst E.J. Antoni says President Trump has to thread the needle.
He's got to try to make housing more affordable for all the people who haven't yet had the opportunity to buy housing. But he's also trying to do it in such a way that it's not really going to kill the people who got into these homes at the artificially high prices in 2022 and 2023, let's say.
Antoni was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. While the Supreme Court considers the issue of males competing against females in school sports, the people have made up their minds, apparently. An AP NORC poll finds about 6 in 10 adults strongly or somewhat favor state laws that bar boys from playing on girls' sports teams. Just 2 in 10 are strongly or somewhat opposed to such laws. About one quarter have no opinion. Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni has won his seventh term with 72% of the vote. His challenger, Bobi Wine, only got 25%, but is contesting the election. This is SRN News. According to Voice of the Martyrs, persecution of Christians is no longer confined to traditionally high-risk regions of the world. VOM's annual report doubles the number of Latin American countries on the watch list by adding Honduras and Nicaragua. Venezuela and areas of Mexico were included in the 2025 edition. Spokesman Todd Nettleton says, quote, Latin American believers are increasingly facing persecution by corrupt governments, Marxist guerrilla groups, and criminal gangs. A group of Democratic attorneys general has filed a lawsuit challenging the Trump administration's requirement that states must recognize that male and female are the only two immutable sexes. Last year, the Department of Health and Human Services informed states that they must certify compliance with President Trump's executive order if they want to receive federal health, education, and research funds. The states are asking a federal court to block HHS from enforcing the new conditions. This is SRN News. Britain's main opposition leader has joined a protest against China's planned new embassy in London.
The British government faces a Tuesday deadline to approve or block the project. Britain's Conservative Party leader says China has harassed members of parliament and British nationals connected to China. Hundreds of demonstrators gathered at the site on Saturday and chanted, "No China Mega Embassy." The UK government is expected to approve the embassy, which would be the largest in Europe.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart. Today is Sunday, January the 18th, and on this date in history, 1778, English navigator Captain James Cook reached present-day Hawaii, which he called the Sandwich Islands. And on this date in 1911, the first landing of an aircraft on a ship took place as pilot Eugene B. Ely brought his Curtiss biplane in for a safe landing on the deck of the cruiser USS Pennsylvania. This is SRN News.